What's up, everyone? Welcome back. I am here today with Reagan Catherine. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, no, thank you for inviting me. When you messaged me, I was like, yes, yeah. I'm so excited.
Picking my friends off one by one.
You're like checking them down as they go off the list.
Yeah. Well, welcome. I'm so excited to talk to you. We never get to see each other despite living fairly close because we're both so busy all the time.
That look, I see like Roger and my dog and everybody else. It has to be like, I was telling someone about it. I was like, it has to be like a thing. They're like, do you just want to hang out? And I'm like, and work?
Yeah.
Like, and
is it cool if we watch anime with our laptops?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, no, just like hang out. And I'm like, and not be productive.
Right.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I think we share a similar issue in life, which is that we don't know how to relax.
No, I was talking to a therapist and they were like, you should just plan time like once a week to just hang out and do nothing with your friends. And I said, I'm just not even going to lie to you. That's not going to happen.
But would it stress you out the entire time
the
you were there?
The whole time.
Yeah, you couldn't enjoy it.
Because I would be like going through all of the tasks that I have to do in my head to be like, no, well, I have to do this and this and this. And I'm just sitting here having a good time, which seems illegal.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
Very inefficient of me to enjoy myself. I hate that for me.
It's also harder when like all of your friends also do like social media or cosplay or something. Because I'm like, but we could be productive together.
Right, right, right.
We could do it at the same time.
I am the exact same way, actually. I was the other day, I was talking to my psychiatrist. And he was like, you should plan like a beach day. And I told like Amanda, like, what if we plan like a beach day? And she was like, I don't think that you would have fun. I think you would just be there on your phone trying to work, but it would be harder because you didn't have your computer. Yeah.
At least it's good to be known. You know what I mean? Like, at least your friends weren't like, they were like, yeah, that's a great idea. They were like, you're not going to have a fun time.
Actually, you're right. Exactly.
That's the best kind of friends to have.
Right. I agree. Well, I'm excited to talk about you and about your backstory a little bit, a little Reagan lore, if you will. You were originally from Las Vegas.
Yes.
And you moved here when?
Okay. So I am from Las Vegas and then I went to college in Louisiana. And then I moved here in 2016, which is going to date me now because everyone's going to know that's after I graduated college.
You know, I keep telling people that I am 30, just turning 30 over and over and over again.
Yes, I'm 30. Thank you so
30
much.
30 plus.
Who knows? 30 forever.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like we get extra years added on because so much of COVID was in the 20s.
Yes.
So I get those years back like tenfold.
I agree. Mm-hmm. 100% agree with that statement. But did you live in Hong Kong for a little while?
So I didn't live in Hong Kong, but every summer my best friend moved to Hong Kong. And so I would get to go and stay with her, which was super fun. Completely different it's kind of similar to Vegas because they do all of the casinos over there, which was really, really, really fun. Super exciting to like see like where she lived and like get to go around and see like all of the like Hong Kong casinos, which are like 10 times bigger than the ones in Las Vegas, which is crazy because those are already really big.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was super fun.
Yeah. Well, did you move to California for cosplay?
So I graduated college and my dad was like, what do you want to do now? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what a wonderful question. I heard of this thing called cosplay. And he was like, what is that? And I said, they like dress up. And he was like, how do you make money doing that? And I was like, I don't know. He was like, well, we still don't know. But I was like, well, where do you have to like be? Where does cosplay employ out of? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think California. And he was like, okay, so do you want to move to California? I said, yeah. So I went on Craigslist and found a room, which I split with a girl who was also a cosplayer. I had met her one time before, and we split a room. And I moved to California with no job. I had no clue anything about cosplay. Uh-huh. I had no prospects. And I just lived in this, like, room with this other girl. Who is great. We're like still friends to this day. She didn't end up murdering me, which was fantastic.
That is great news.
And neither did the Craigslist like home that we lived in. They didn't murder us either, which was nice.
Also great news.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm going to be a cosplayer. My dad was like, okay. Have fun. Good luck.
What was your degree in?
Mass communications with a minor in business and Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So not a creative field really at all. It was like digital advertising and like data science type things. And I was like, no, I'm going to sew. I didn't know how to sew when I moved out here. I knew nothing. I was I'm going to cosplay.
Wow. I have commissioned you for so many sewing projects that is hard to believe.
Yeah, I didn't. I had never sewn anything really. Like, my grandmother is a seamstress, and she had taught me like how to read a pattern, and like how to sew like really basic things like a pillow or like a bag, but like never like making anything. And I had never like I didn't use foam ever before, nothing. And I was like, we're just gonna figure it out. Luckily, I moved. After I lived in the Craigslist home, we got like a normal house in Ashland. I moved in, and which is great because she went to college for sewing, so she is a fantastic seamstress. And I would just like come home and be like, well, how do you do this?
Yeah, just watching.
How do you IRL do this? So she taught me most like everything that I knew, because I would just start doing it and she'd be like, that's not how. And I'd be like, great. So how do you do it?
Did you ever do it wrong on purpose?
It was never on purpose. It was, which is sad. It was just always wrong. It was just incorrect. And Ash is so good that she like, and she's so nice that in her heart of hearts, she couldn't watch me do it wrong.
Right.
She had to like step in and be like, this is how you correctly do it. And so my joke is that like, I just got the second degree. Like, so she had to pay for the degree, and I would just like, I learned from her. So I have a fake degree in it.
I mean, it's pretty real to me. Every time I've ever had a deadline and have needed somebody to sew things, I always message you first.
I'm honored.
Like, Reagan, I need sewing help, please.
Sewing is definitely my favorite.
Is it your favorite?
Yeah, sewing is my favorite. Like, out of all of the different like crafting ways, sewing is definitely like my favorite of all of it. And I think that's just because I'm the best at, like, I'm the best at sewing out of all of the other stuff. So you like what you're good at.
Yeah. That is my least favorite by far.
But see, I like, if you hand me like a 3D print, I'm like, what do I do with this?
Right.
I don't want to do like 3D prints or like attachments. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I got lucky because then after I lived with Ashland, I lived with Hindo Art. So me and Hindo Art lived together. So then I got all of the sewing from Ash, and then I got all of the foam stuff, like foam and painting from Hindo. Mm-hmm. So I was just like moving in with people to learn different skills is really kind of what it ended
doing
up
a tour.
Being.
What can you teach me?
I can't move in with you because you already know how to do the crafting things that I know how to do.
Right. That's so funny. So then what came first for you? Like, why did you see cosplay and want to do it so badly after college? Like, were you always into like video games or comics or anime growing up?
So this is a funny story. So when I was growing up, I was born in Louisiana, and we moved to Vegas when I was like in third grade. But we were part of a church where you couldn't do anything like that, so like I wasn't allowed to watch like a bunch of different things. Like, I had never seen Scooby-Doo. Which is funny because like one of my first viral costumes was Velma from Scooby-Doo. But I wasn't allowed to watch it, and I wasn't like allowed to see a lot of the like pop culture things. So like when I got older, I just didn't know it. So I actually like, I feel like most people are always like, I've loved it since I was a child, and I'm like, I am just experiencing it now
for the first time ever.
It's been great because like people can like show me old things and like, you've surely seen this, and I'm like, no, never. Like, wow. You want to watch it, or like, do you want to play it? So I actually like, we couldn't do Halloween, so like I didn't dress up or do anything like that. So I always say that like cosplay is like making up for those years. Just because I didn't do it when I was a kid. So when I was in college, I like saw someone go to a convention and they like dressed up, and I was like, what is that? I want to dress up. That seems really cool. And then I kind of got into it like really fast. Like I flew out to California for a convention with some people who I had met who lived out here, and they were like, you should come. Mm-hmm. We have an extra like spot in our room. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. sure. So I just came and like start and I like cosplayed one time and I just remember thinking, uh-oh, I am in trouble. This was a lot of fun and now I can't stop doing it. So it was just like the love of like, number one, getting to dress up. And then like number two, like you can imagine that like as a little kid who doesn't know anything that anyone else your age knows, you're not really cool. Mm-hmm. And you don't really have a lot to talk about other kids with. So like it was like one of the first times that I was like, everyone wants to be my friend and this is kind of nice and maybe I can make friends and like we can do weird stuff together. So I immediately fell in love, was like, I want to do this forever.
Yay. It like unlocked.
Yeah, it was like childhood like unlocked.
Uh-huh. Well, that's so fun. So did you consume any like nerdy media growing up at all, or were you just...
Once I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. So once I was in middle school on... Was it Saturdays? I think it was. It was like Saturday or Sunday where they had the four kids TV. If you got up really early, I can't remember the day, but it was on a weekend because if I could wake up before my parents, they did Tokyo Mew Mew on like the early four kids morning TV. And I found Tokyo Mew Mew and I was like obsessed with it. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. They're magical girls. She's a cat. There's a weird alien guy who like, I think that was like the alien Kish from like Tokyo Mew Mew. That was my personal sexual awakening. I was like, what, who's this weird one? I like him. And so I watched that. Then I met someone at my school and we actually made a Tokyo Mew Mew magazine where we would like draw pictures and like collage them on. And then we would like hand color them in and like we would make like quizzes that you would see in magazines. Mm-hmm. And then I would bring it to my dad's office and he would scan them all for me so that we could make like multiple magazines and like would like bind them for us. And that
was so cute.
And my mom just recently found one. I should have brought it. I didn't know I didn't know the questions ahead of time.
Yeah, I kept them close to the chest.
But so we made like this Tokyo Mew Mew like magazine because me and my friend were so obsessed with it.
Wow, that's amazing. So it was always there.
It was always there.
Waiting for your power to be unlocked.
Yeah, and then I like slowly started to kind of get more into it, especially so like with my friend who moved to Hong Kong, like they obviously loved anime. She showed me probably like a lot of it. Like she's who showed me like Full Metal Alchemist and like Inuyasha. Mm-hmm. And they brought us to this store called like Tokyo Discount that was in Las Vegas. And my dad could never remember the name. So he knew that I liked Tokyo Mew Mew and he knew I liked going to the Tokyo Discount store, but he could not keep the name straight.
The Discount Mew Mew?
No, he would call it the Tokyo Mew Mew store. He'd be like, you want to go to Tokyo Mew Mew? And I was like,
that's precious.
Oh, he'll still call it that. He goes, it's the Tokyo Mew Mew store, Reagan. And I'm like,
holy
it's
shit.
All incorrect, but you're trying.
You know what? I love that so much, though.
It's the Tokyo Mew Mew store.
That's so cute. Aw. Well, so you, hold on, my brain just reset. Okay, so you went to college and that's kind of like where cosplay sort of started to blossom for you. And then the first costume you ever did was Rapunzel?
Yes. So Rapunzel was the first one that I ever made. And it was for ALA, which was also one of the first conventions that I ever went to. And me and my mom went to Walmart, like a week before. And again, I didn't know how to sew at this time because it was right before I moved out here. Because I think I moved out here in like February and ALA is in January. So it was like right before I moved out here, but after I had graduated from college, because I graduated in December. And we like went and like bought just like random stuff from Walmart. So like a yard of white cotton, like a white cotton shirt. Me and my mom like hand painted with like just like cheap Walmart acrylic paint, like all of the things on the belt. And like we like writ dyed the costume to be purple. It was like pajama bottoms that were purple that like I hand hemmed because I didn't know how to sew. And I remember I actually, because I have a little like BB-8 Pascal. So he was like a little Pascal or little BB-8 that I painted green to look like Pascal, because it was supposed to be Rey and Rapunzel, so yeah, like the Star Wars. And I painted him, and I actually stole him from Walmart. Because everyone's like, he's the cup from Disney. And I said, no, he was the Walmart decorative thing that I just brought up to the cash register and was like, he doesn't have a price on him. And they were like, that's weird. And I said, why, can I buy him? And they were like, yeah, do you want $5? And the lady, so technically I still bought him, but he was not for sale. He was the decoration at the end of the aisle. And I painted him. And one of the people who I was with was like, nobody's going to understand like what Rapunzel is. Like, this is weird. And I was like, no, I think it's kind of funny. I think people get it. And I went, and like, once I got, and I was really nervous, but once I got there, I was like, oh my gosh, are you Rapunzel? And I was like, I told you they were going to know. And I had such a great time and met so many nice people who I'm still friends with to this day. And I was like, yeah, this is it. This is what I want to do.
Were you in a group or was it just you?
No, it was just me. So it was just me. Because I think that like, everybody had already had their groups. I was just kind of like a last minute addition, mm-hmm. that they were like, oh, if you want to come, we had someone drop out of the room, mm-hmm. But you can come and we'll show you around. So it was just me, but I actually like met, that's where I met Amber Arden, because she was in a Sith Snow White at the time. So it ended up that she was in Sith Snow White and I was in Rapunzel. So like we took a bunch of pictures together and I was like so over the moon. I was just really excited to be there. Mm-hmm. I was happy to be there.
Yeah, that's what cosplay is all about. Yeah, really is just finding like a community of friends who loves the same thing.
Just like a bunch of other weirdos.
Yeah. All weirdos here. I'm telling you.
They're so weird.
That's my hot take. Did you watch Disney movies and like were you into Disney before you started cosplaying?
Oh, I was super into Disney. Okay. Oh, what little girl's not?
True.
What very little true. Girl's not? That was actually so when I moved out here, I needed a job. Mm-hmm. And so there was this place called Once Upon an Island, and it's mm-hmm. on Balboa Island and it's still open. They did like mermaid beach parties.
Okay.
And I went there mm-hmm. and was like, hello, I would like to work here. This uh-huh. is the boldest I've ever been in my life.
You cold emailed them?
I cold emailed them and I showed up because they were like, maybe. And when I got there, they were like, well, you're obviously nice. Like you have, they only wanted to hire people who had been the Disney princesses before, but I had been offered a role. So I had already been fit and approved for some. So I was like, I still count. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, oh, well, we would love to hire you, but we don't need any more people. Mm. And in my boldest way that I've ever been, I was like, no, I think that I should work here. And they were like, no, we don't actually need any. I said, no, I think that I'll be great.
You and white man audacity.
Then. I did. I white man audacity. And then they hired me. They said, okay, can you start next week?
No way.
Yep. And then they hired me and that's how I worked there.
Are you kidding?
And they were, I love them. I still love them to this day. They do super great work. But yeah, I just like white man. I was like, no, I think that you should hire me.
That's crazy.
Because I really needed a job.
It does work, but like I just, I could never summon that audacity.
I've never been able to
in my life. It works.
That was it.
Okay, we have to both do it again soon one day. For something. So what were your favorite Disney movies growing up? Like what were your top three?
Oh, Alice in Wonderland, mm-hmm. Tangled, mm-hmm. and The Little Mermaid.
Tangled is so top tier, I think.
Tangled, I had it on my phone and I would watch it walking to and from class. Like when I was in college, like I didn't have a lot of friends in college either, obviously. Uh-huh. I would like watch it on my phone because I loved Tangled so much. When the animated Tangled series came out, it also like one-upped us by putting my husband Jeremy Jordan into it, who I love Jeremy Jordan. And if you don't know who Jeremy Jordan is, he's a Broadway actor. Mm. He is Lucifer in Hell of a Boss. So he's the devil in Hell of a, not Hell of a Boss, I'm sorry, in Hazbin Hotel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's Charlie's dad.
Okay.
That one is more topical than Varian from the Tangled animated series. But I love Jeremy Jordan.
Unless.
And they put him in it and I was like, this is the best show I've ever watched this in my whole life. Yeah, that was specifically for me.
Right. Hold on. My brain, it's working, I swear.
I really brought you off. You said, do you like Disney princess movies? And I said, have you heard of Jeremy Jordan from Broadway?
No, this is perfect.
He got snubbed last night at the Tonys. He didn't, but he didn't win. And my joke was that Roger loves what's his name? He was in Glee.
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. I know his name, but I am forgetting it. But that's like one of Roger's favorite actors, and he won the Tony. Oh. And so I was texting Roger when he was on his way home. I said, I can't believe that your boyfriend beat out my boyfriend.
That's fucked up, Roger.
That's so rude of you.
I think you should start a fight.
I did. Because it was a spoiler. He hadn't watched it yet, so he didn't know who won. Darren Criss.
I don't know these people's names, but I might.
You probably know him if you saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm much more visual
I normally don't know people's names, except for Darren Criss is Roger's boyfriend and Jeremy Jordan is mine. It was a weird kismet.
You have to know these names.
Yeah, I had to know them. It was important.
So you started out the gate doing Disney princess cosplays.
Yeah.
And you were fitted in which princesses were you fitted in?
When I was in college, they did the Disney College program, and I drove to Texas to audition, and I did a Texas one time, and they'll do the little camera, they put you up against an iPad, and then one time I went to Florida, and they let you they put you in them, and so I got to do Rapunzel. It was before the wig had changed too, so it was when it was still really thick braid, and I was so excited. But how it worked was that the Disney, I couldn't leave school because I would have lost my scholarship, and the scholarship was I had a really good scholarship, so I ended up not going. And again, they don't tell you who you get before you get there, but since we get fit in them, it's kind of like a hey, great, good time.
You don't know who this is, but it's just suspiciously. Yeah,
it's like a weird
Aurora.
Yeah,
because
when you do it, you don't know it. It's been so long, so I'm sure I'm messing it up. But I remember it's one thing where you have to apply for something else, and you get in for something else, and then we did the auditions after, and then when you get through all of the auditions, it was a whole thing. But then they were like, "Hey, joke's on you. If you go, you will lose your scholarship." And I said,
"Yeah, I mean, I think you made the right call, but that is very cool.
I don't know. It's still debatable to this day.
I think you did.
To this day, I'm still not sure.
I mean, Amanda and everyone else I've talked to that had worked at Disney for a while came out scathed.
That's what I've heard. And all of my friends who work at Disney have also come out scathed.
Yeah.
So, but the grass is always greener.
Right, right, right.
The grass is always greener.
But now you get to dress up as a princess whenever you want to.
Yeah. Which is great.
And you worked as a princess doing parties.
Yeah, so that was at Once Upon an Island.
Okay.
And so we did mermaids and we did princesses. Mm-hmm. And so, and again, they were like, which ones were you at Disney? So I did Rapunzel, I did Aurora, I did Ariel with them. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally if they needed someone else, I think I did Cinderella once.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really fun. But I mostly did Rapunzel and Aurora and Ariel with them, which was really fun.
Nice. Is there a princess that you always wanted to be that you wish you could have been fit in?
I don't know. I love all of them, but I feel like Cinderella has such a pretty dress, and I don't know, they're all really great. I'm sitting here trying to go through all of the princesses in my head. Rapunzel's my favorite princess. And the Ariel dress is I don't know, I love them all.
I only ask because Amanda wanted to be Rapunzel.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah?
And she got put in Ariel and maybe Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
But they never wanted her in Rapunzel.
They're so
Rapunzel.
Particular.
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing that she made was Rapunzel, as back.
I feel like all of us in this age bracket are Rapunzel stans.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
all we love Rapunzel.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best.
Right. Yeah. But I think, what do I think? Every time I look at my notes, I interrupt my own thought.
We're too much on a tangent.
Every single time.
It's we get really excited and then we're oh, wait, we actually have questions prepared.
Right, right, right. And then let me get us back on the rails. We're still on the first card. There's five of them.
It's okay,
but
we got
fine.
It.
It's fine. Did you keep making Disney princess costumes when you started cosplaying, or did you veer in other directions?
I made a ton of Disney princess costumes. I'm actually making an Ariel dress right now.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've made...
topical.
Yeah, right? I said I'm making an Ariel dress right now, mostly because my last one does not fit me anymore, so I need a new one. But I've made a ton of different Disney princess dresses. I love like a ball gown or like a dress fantasy situation. One of the other things is I'm like trying to make like anime characters into dresses. So like I'm working on like a Shirahoshi ball, like not ball gown, but like a Shirahoshi like mermaid dress from One Piece. Because if everything could just be like a dress, I would be really happy.
It's the opposite of what I want. Yeah, I will be your suit of armor warrior. Let's next go. To you, and we you can be the princess.
We can do like that one art where it's like the princess in the night. Yeah, that's, yeah. That's my aesthetic.
I'm in. That's what I want. I just sewing. I don't know. I have a very specific type of ADHD, I guess, where the hyperactivity is like I can't sit and do small tedious tasks for a really long time. Otherwise, I just start to like take shortcuts and try to get it done. And you can't do that with sewing. You have to be precise for a really long time.
Yeah, sewing is all about like getting like your measurements. It's like making a bunch of different mock-ups. Or like ironing a bunch. Like I feel like everyone just thinks that sewing is like sitting at your sewing machine, and that's like maybe like 10% of it.
Right.
I used to be similar. Like Ash would make fun of me because she'd be like, you're so impatient. You have to do all of the steps. And now I feel like you just one day hit a point where you're like, oh, I like this step. You're like, okay, this isn't so bad. I don't like an up and down. So like if I want to like sit and do something, I don't want to have to like get up, get down, get up. I hate an attachment. I don't want to do the last 10% of any costume, whether that's like attaching foam onto something. Like I have a Celica costume from Fire Emblem that is 95% done. It just needs the straps attached to the foam.
That's so wild.
And it's been like a year. I cannot bring myself to just do the attachments to this stupid foam thing.
That's nuts.
I don't know what to
do. Bring it here, Reagan. Yeah, I'll
know. I need the body doubling. I need to be like, I will sew something for you and you do my attachments.
So down.
Because I hate it. So down.
I don't mind doing, they're not my favorite, but I don't mind doing attachments because it means it's almost done. Like I see like a progress bar in my head almost, and it's like at 95 and I'm like, let me just get it there. Like
I'm like the annoying person. Like, do you know when you're trying to update something and it stalls at 95 forever? That's me as a human.
Just restart your computer over and over
just
again.
Just restart. But it's just me starting a new costume instead of finishing.
Yes, every single time. Yeah,
every time. I have so many almost done costumes.
Yeah, same. Same. And I have a ton that need to be completely eliminated from the face of the earth because I rushed it.
Oh, yeah.
And they are now falling apart.
Yeah, this is my shame.
All the steps that I'm supposed to
do. I've done that so many times. I've done it so many times. Or it's like I overestimate how I'm like, this is going to take me like 2 days. And it's like, it's like actually 2 weeks is really what I needed for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoops.
I do that. It's been 10 years and I still do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that won't take long.
No, that'll be fine.
Takes long.
That'll be so fast.
It always takes long.
I'm like, I can totally make an entire ball gown in one day. I can't even cut it all out in one day. I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The beauties of cosplay. What would you say were some of the... like hurdles that you had to overcome when you first started doing cosplay as a job that you didn't realize were going to be as tough?
Ooh, that's a good one. Taxes.
Taxes.
Taxes is wild. Because I'm really afraid of the government. So I'm like I would have friends and they'd be like, you can write that off. And I was like, no, I don't think you can write that off.
No, you have to write it off.
The amount I've probably overpaid in taxes is probably insane because I'm just so afraid. I'm so terrified. But like I would have people like I would write off like materials for like jobs. But then they would be like, you could write off like your nails. And I was like, no. So I've never written off like nails or like hair or like makeup or anything like that. Because I was just like,
like you are.
I don't. Danielle is gasping me right in the face. She's like, over and over again.
I love doing my taxes because I love going through line by line. And I'm like, that was for a photo shoot. That was for this. That was for this. That was for this. And I can prove it via Instagram story.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You're like, I can show you it was there. The other thing is, I didn't realize how. Because they say it all the time. They're like, people are mean on the internet. And you're like, yeah, like we all know that people are mean on the internet. Mm-hmm. But what I underestimated was how the people on the internet will not only be mean, but they will find the one thing that you keep deep down, like locked inside of you, that is like your biggest insecurity. And they will find it. And yeah, they will just start going at it in mm-hmm. the comments. I can handle you guys I can handle like a mean comment,
yeah,
but sometimes I'll get one and I'm like, oh that one was the insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So that one I was prepared for them being mean, but not prepared for them being so accurate.
Yes,
which totally. Is rude.
Totally.
I was like, be inaccurately mean, please.
Totally. I found out my nose was crooked once I started cosplaying. I didn't look at myself that hard for the beginning of my life.
Yeah.
And I knew that it wasn't super, super straight, but I didn't realize how not straight it was until I posted a bunch of photos as Kami from My Hero Academia.
Yeah. And I remember that cosplay.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of them were like portraits, like super close-up portraits, and they were on Reddit somewhere, and somebody like all the comments were like, what's with that nose? And it was the way that the light was hitting it. Highlight was exactly where it was crooked. It looked worse, but it was still like, well, we're all looking at the same photos, so you guys aren't wrong.
You're like, you didn't have to call me out like that.
That does hurt a little bit.
Yeah. Mine was, I posted something and it was just about like me being like happy and like feeling good. Like, you know.
Oh no.
You don't tell the internet allowed. You're happy.
You're not allowed to feel good on the internet.
No. Do you feel good about yourself? We're going to make sure you don't. And so it was like something like that. And then everyone was like, we don't know why you're so confident because you're fat. We know why you're so confident. Like, do you see your double chin? And I was like, okay.
Oh my
And
God.
Then they started to get like really creative with it. They would be like, we don't know why you're confident. Like, I'm looking at like a seal's blubber, like on the bottom of your face. Like, they were getting, I was like, damn, that was creative. Wow. That was creatively mean.
It's so crazy because you and I and everybody all know that when people say, like, go out of their way to be nasty mm-hmm. like that, it's because you're having a good day and they're not, and they're mad about it, right? Yeah. Logically, that is what's happening.
But that's not what it feels like.
It doesn't feel good anyway.
And sometimes I'm like, I mean, you're not wrong, but
maybe I should be having a bad day, actually.
Like, okay, you're right. I do have a double chin. And so now I just tell people, I'm like, I've tried. It's here to stay. I said, it got so bad that I was like, I was so self-conscious about it that I tried everything. Like, I got chin lipo and like I still have it. So now I just go, it's here to stay, guys.
We just have skin on our bodies.
That's just incredibly, that's just not okay.
We're just flesh suits and no. That's what happens.
As a girl, excuse you.
I know, how dare we live our mm-hmm. lives.
Don't do that.
Are you kidding me? Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. How dare you have skin.
Rude.
Yeah, it's rough out here. It's true.
It's rough out here. But most of the time I'm like, it's like a, okay, like block it, move on. Mm-hmm. Or like, don't read it and move on. You got to really worry.
Yeah, he's coming for you.
He's my buddy. You got to worry and make sure like my sister doesn't see it. Because like once my sister sees it, I'm like, oh, these people are about to have a bad day now.
Good.
My sister is vicious.
Maybe not. Maybe I always waffle in between like giving negativity attention because you don't want to promote that happening.
Because
right?
Then you'll just get more of it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, she responds when I'm mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, embarrassing people also is effective. Like, for example, you know the Grok Twitter?
Oh yeah.
Recently I was checking my Twitter notifications and somebody was on there being like, Grok, make her this, make her, but it was all like, it wasn't super normal, but it also wasn't super weird. It was like, turn her into a police officer or something.
And it's like on the edge of like.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm scrolling and I see Grok, make her bald and obese is what the tweet said. And underneath, it honestly didn't make me bigger at all, but it did make me bald. But the fact that he asked it to was so strange. And yeah, now I have that burned into my brain for the rest of my life.
That's just... And then I sit there and I go, I mean, to each their own, but also, can you leave me out of it?
Right.
Like, I'm not judging you, but like, mm-hmm. don't bring me into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Without my consent.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I responded and I was like, bro, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. You good? And he immediately deleted it.
Oh, no.
So like, does...
So it kind of works?
Responding works sometimes, yes, but... Is he going to do it again? Probably.
Now he just knows that he needs to do it and like screenshot it and delete. He's just going to be smarter about it.
Right.
That's fine, I guess. Bizarre.
But he deleted his comment, but it didn't delete Grok's photo. So now there's a photo on one of my pictures replying to his comment that doesn't exist. So it just looks like Grok just decided to make me bald underneath my post.
Okay, I needed to just be something where I'm like, you have to, like, if you want Grok to change an image that I've posted, there has to be like a button that I can click accept.
Yeah.
Like, there should just be an accept button.
Totally.
Like, that I get like to just go through and click like, yep, nope, that one's fine. Yep. Or no, that one's weird.
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit more.
I totally agree.
Of my own choice in the matter is what I would like.
Sometimes
I'm like, okay, that one's kind of funny. Like, sure, let's see that. But other times I'm like, no.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would solve the problem pretty easily, actually. Yeah,
just like, a little button that says, yep, you can go ahead.
Right.
Or no.
Well, we can start that. Dear, we can write a letter.
Dear Twitter X.
Dear something.
Dear whatever we're calling you now.
Yeah. Mr. Twitter.
Mr. Please. Twitter, sir. Please.
If you had a cosplay character sheet, would you put sewing as your highest stat?
Oh, definitely.
What would be your dump stat?
Oh,
lowest stat.
Probably 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Really?
I hate everything about it. I haven't been able to figure it out because I'm too impatient.
Uh-huh.
I am like a, and I haven't. Like, that, if there's, like, the one thing that they're, like, you have to pay for the one thing. I will pay someone else to 3D model for me. I will pay someone else to print it out. I don't mind finishing. Like, I don't mind, like sitting there and sanding and, like, filling. That's not the big problem to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to model it and I don't want to print it. I had a resin printer even for a little bit. And I messed up one time and I was like, this is dead to me. You are dead to me. The printing is my worst nightmare.
It's hard. It's like constantly troubleshooting like a printer, like a
I get so mad printer. Too because people will be like, they just 3D printed that. And I'm like, hey, have you tried? That's really difficult.
It is difficult.
It's actually not easy. Like
I have never modeled anything in my life. It is really tough.
Yeah. If you're going to like model and print your own things, that is an insane skill that I cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And totally. At and then the next one up, if we're talking about skills I hate, is wigs. I hate wigs.
Mm.
I hate they mostly because of the texture of the feeling.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut them because then there's little hairs everywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't want a hairspray because then my fingers are sticky and then it sticks to your fingers and I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I would like to upvote that. Yeah. I hate it too. It sucks. I always want to watch and I get up and wash my hands every 5 seconds and the wig never gets done.
No. And you know what? And it just never looks as good as if I just paid someone a ridiculous amount of money to do it for me.
Right. Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to do it.
There's a trust the process with cosplay, with all skills in cosplay, where I don't trust the process with wigs because I don't actually know how it's going to end up.
No, I don't. Like with sewing or with foam or painting, like I know that like I'm going to hate it in the middle, but like at one point, like towards the end, then it's going to look good. Mm-hmm. With wigs, I'm like, even with 3D printing, like at one point I know it'll look good. But wigs, I'm like, this could just look worse, actually.
Yeah. What if I just keep trying and it just gets worse?
And I've done that. I've done that a few times. Same. And then I'm like, and then I have to buy another wig and they're expensive. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate the wigs.
Yeah. I'm with you. What is one cosplay tip that you would have for the masses?
Ooh.
Give someone one tip.
I guess this is like one of... Okay, can I give two?
Yeah.
Okay, so my first one is Google. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people say Google a lot, but like Google is a skill. So learning how to Google and learning what things are called is like going to be your best friend in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Everything has saved me by just being able to like start at like zero on like, I know that the sleeve is kind of like... And then it goes at the end, but it like as in figuring out how to type that into Google enough times to figure out that it's called a lantern sleeve. Mm-hmm. So that then I can go and figure out how to make a lantern sleeve. So learning how to correctly Google or even how to phrase things to eventually get yourself there is such a great, great cosplay skill. Mm-hmm. Because nowadays, like beforehand, there wasn't tutorials for everything and anything, and now there are, like, now you can search like, I want a pattern for Glinda's bubble dress from the new Frozen, and someone out there has made a pattern you can print. But so Google. And then my number two is what I tell people is just do it afraid. Like, cosplay is really scary at first. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a lot of putting yourself out there. Like, my second convention that I ever went to, I locked myself in the bathroom and like cried. I like called my mom and was like, I can't do this. Like, I am terrified. I don't want to go out there. I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. And I ended up doing it. And I had such a great time. And like, there are going to be times where like you're terrified to go out and wear this costume that you've made, or you're terrified to try to make a costume or compete in a contest or talk to somebody at the thing. And like, just do it afraid. Most of us are really weird and shy. Mm-hmm. And you're going to feel like you regret all of the shots that you don't take and what you don't do. And you seldom regret actually trying.
Right. I agree. Those are great tips.
Yay. It's the Google one.
Super, super good tips. Googling is, that's how I've managed to not learn how to sew for this long. You're just like, because I'm a good Googler.
See, you can fully escape skills. That's how I've managed to not have to 3D model something, because somewhere on the internet, someone has done it. Mm-hmm. Even for like really like niche things, somebody has done it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something similar.
Right, right, right. Totally. I have gotten every base piece possible off of like Amazon or somewhere, just because I've been able to find something so close to that I could just modify it a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to make everything from scratch.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of, how do you feel about, I think I already know, but I feel like as a cosplay collective, we're moving away from having to make everything. So I feel like that was a big thing for a long time.
It was very
elitist.
It was very like looked on your nose if you didn't.
If you didn't make every part of your costume, and now it's gotten way more lax and people buy things and just wear them as is, and it's not a big deal. Not as big of a deal, I would say.
I think that if you're entering a competition, that's the only time it matters what you have made. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, cosplay at the end of the day is just dress up and have fun. Some people just like the dress up part, or like the hang out with friends part, or like the take pictures part. Some people like the like make everything part, but like, you shouldn't force yourself to do a part of it that you don't like just because you think it's like a required like barrier to entry mm-hmm. of it. I have no problem however anybody wants to cosplay. Mm-hmm. Again, I refuse to make my own wigs. Like, I'm not going to do it. If you tell me I have to make everything including my wig, then I'm not going to be there. Yeah. I personally like making things, and I wasn't always like that. Like, I used to just want to like be in the group and like hang out with friends and take photos. Mm-hmm. And like, as the better at sewing I got and like the more confident I felt in it, the more I enjoyed it. So like now I'm mm-hmm. very much like I love making things, and I almost like making things more than I do like the actual wearing it, which is why all of my costumes are 95% finished. But I have no, I'm like, what, however you want to cosplay, great. Please have more people do it, because then it's less weird.
Right. I agree. Our takes are the same.
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird that people made such a weird competition out of
it's so a fun weird. Thing. I'm not really like a competition person. Because it's really exhausting.
Yeah.
And I'm just over here like there was a thing for a while also where they were like, no, I'm this character. Mm-hmm. You can't also be this character. And I remember being like, that's weird. Which is actually like one of the reasons when I met you, I liked you so much. For when I first met Danielle, like for some reason we would cosplay the same character like randomly at the same exact time, and Danielle was always like, that's so cool, like that we were just like randomly accidentally doing all of these things at the same time. Mm-hmm. Rather than being like, I cosplayed that first, or like, that's weird that we're doing it. And I just remember thinking, man, this girl's so nice.
Yay, good. I'm glad. I don't know if there's like a West Coast, East Coast difference when it comes to stuff like that. I do know some people who were like that in Florida, but for the most part, I don't know. I was just so friendless, not to tell on myself.
It was like any
for
person.
So long. And part of that is definitely my fault, being like young and, you know, dealing with the world and life, but some of it isn't. Some of it's just that liking video games and stuff is not enticing in like social settings sometimes. At least it wasn't back then.
Oh yeah, back then it's definitely such a shift, because now I feel like when I say that, people look at me like, no, it's totally cool. Like, Yeah. I'm like, no, you did not grow up in the trenches of this.
Yeah.
I'm happy that this is where we have ended up, mm-hmm. but I still bear the scars of my rejection over the years.
Yes. Same. My soul is calloused. God damn it.
I said, if I have locked myself behind these walls, it's because they protected me at one point.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just excited. And also it was like, oh, we're doing the same things. It means we like the same things. That means we should be friends.
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm just over here like, friends? do you want to be my friend?
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that you still remember that think positively of it. Yeah.
We finished a card.
Look at us. We're making progress.
We are zooming.
We're doing it.
We're going
God
so fast.
Damn it. Well, I'd like to pivot to streaming and video games.
Yeah.
Do you still stream, or did you do that in the past?
I don't stream currently. I did over COVID. So I actually was, I'm trying to figure out how you say it. So over COVID, I worked for a company called Humble Bundle, mm-hmm. And Humble Games, and I basically streamed for them. So I streamed all of Humble Games, which doesn't exist anymore, but was a really cool like indie publishing arm based off of Humble Bundle. Mm-hmm. And I would stream like all of their games. So I would do like their developer interviews, and I would like play the games, and we did like a bunch of kind of like other fun different ones. And that's kind of how I started like streaming. Mm-hmm. And then I've streamed for like a couple other companies, like for like when they have updates or different things like that. But I never really got into streaming like myself. I did for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I was just always like so anxious about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a very like technical like gameplay person.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I don't know as much as other people, just by proxy of not being allowed to like play a lot of games growing up. Mm-hmm. And so I always just felt like oh no, I'm not gonna know every single Pokemon move. I'll actually, like, my favorite way to play Pokemon is to sit next to Roger while he does something and go, Roger, what's good against electric? Hey, Roger, what's good against water and ice? And then he goes, what do you think is good against water and ice, Reagan? And I go, huh. Well, I think water is good against fire, probably. He goes, oh, okay. He's really patient with me. I do it for every game. You would think I would learn, but it's my favorite way to play. And I just sit there, and then Roger tells me what's good. And, like, and Roger knows everything about Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, like, I can just say, hey, this is a really dumb example because I can't remember right now, but I'll be like, hey, Roger, I'm fighting a Pokemon and it's grass and poison. He goes, okay, so you're probably at this battle and you're probably fighting Bulbasaur and the Bulbasaur, you're probably fighting a Venusaur and the Venusaur probably has this move, and this move. So you're probably going to want to use this Pokemon who has this move. And like, he won't just be like, oh, this is good against this. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, poison is strong against like fairy type. He'll be like,
this is a roadmap to success.
Here's a roadmap of the whole thing.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Wow. I mean, that's so fun though, because you get to like play it together, it feels like.
And it's great. Yeah. And then I don't have to remember.
Right.
Because Roger's there.
You can use your brain for other things.
I'm using my brain. Roger gets so mad at me too, because I'll beat the whole game without evolving any Pokemon. I don't evolve my Pokemon. I don't give them nicknames.
What?
Yeah. They don't have nicknames. Their names are what they come with. They chose their names and I will not forcibly remove them. I don't evolve them because they're cuter when they're little. And I want a Bulbasaur to Mimikyu on my team always.
My palms are sweating.
Danielle is
listening
like,
to you say that. I also don't give my Pokemon nicknames for the exact same reason.
They decided their names. They already know them.
But not evolving them is a wild take.
I do not.
I get it. Like, I have two wolves inside of me right now. And one of them is like, oh, they're so cute. And one of them is like, efficiency.
No.
They're battling.
I don't need to be efficient. Roger will tell me how to win.
That's true.
You just come play next to Roger, and then you don't have to evolve your Pokemon.
You
know what?
You play how you want, Reagan.
I really will.
Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Bulbasaur, Mimikyu. Mm. I love Mimikyu. I feel like he's the cosplayer Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
He is just, like, at heart, I just really identify with him. He's like, I just really want everyone to love me, and they like this little guy over here, so what if I dress up and you guys all love me?
Aww.
And I just identify with that. I'm like, if I dress up, will you guys love me?
Oh my God.
I just want to be liked. So do you want to be my friend? That could be not how everyone else sees Mimikyu, but that's how I see him.
I mean, same. The description of Pokemon sometimes get dark.
They get super dark. And I'm just like, dang.
Yeah.
That one. And I love, okay, circling back to when the internet's mean to me. Mm-hmm. I love Squibbit because one time, we were with our friend and they bought a Squibbit like plushie, and they were sitting in the car and they go, oh, Reagan, look, Squibbit has a double chin like you. And at first I was like, you bitch. And then Roger was like, oh my gosh, wait, yeah. And so then they got me a Squibbit plushie.
Are you telling me about your friends bullying you?
Yes, they were bullying
time.
Me in real time. They didn't mean any harm by it, hopefully. They're really nice. And now I have this Squibbit plushie, and now I actually really like Squibbit. And because I'm like, well,
is
he's
that
super
Stockholm syndrome?
It might be. But
do you want to talk about
no,
it?
No, he's super cute and he has a double chin, so I can be super cute and have a double chin. That's how it works.
I don't want to invalidate your feelings, but I'm stressed for you.
I sleep every night with a Squibbit plushie too. And like, if I forget this little Squibbit plushie, I make Roger get up and go get him.
Yeah. You know?
And the shiny version of Squibbit is pink,
uh-huh,
which is pretty freaking cool.
I have a lot that I'd like to say, but instead I will say nothing at all.
And I don't have enough time. I'm not paying you enough
okay?
for therapy.
Are you okay? Do you want to talk about it? Oh my God. Well, on that note, when you did streaming for the game companies, mm-hmm. what were some of the favorite? Sorry, let me say that one more time, everybody. When you did a bunch of streaming for the game companies, what were some of your favorite games that you streamed, and what are some of your favorite games in general?
Ooh, okay. I love streaming games that are turn-based in some sense, because then I can stop and like talk to chat and mm-hmm. also then play the game. So I'm a really big fan of streaming games that are like that, rather than like I love Xenoblade. Like I was mm-hmm. super like Xenoblade Definitive Edition was like one of my favorite games, but I couldn't play it on stream because I'm just like locked in, mm-hmm. like trying to focus. Mm-hmm. But my favorite game is probably, I love Fire Emblem. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Fire Emblem fan. Mm-hmm. In Three Houses, I actually have over 700 hours because I needed to play every route and get all of them S-class. And then you have to play the hidden like church route so that you can like S-class Rhea, which was very important to me because I am a church stan, which is an unpopular opinion as the internet likes to point out to me every time. But I love Rhea so much that I do not care.
Hold on. Wait a second. So we have one of our Patreon questions was Edelgard or Rhea. And you're Rhea. Answering that right now.
It's Rhea. I love
it's
Rhea.
It's Rhea.
To be fair, I do like Edelgard a lot. Like I did like the Emperor Edelgard like armor, and that was like one of my first armors that I ever made. Mm-hmm. I really liked that one, but I love Rhea. Like, just look at her. Like that baby. Like, is the hips on there?
I mean, if that's your argument, I get it.
I saw those hips, and I was like, sold.
That's my favorite cosplay on you, by the way.
Thanks. She's probably one of my like when people ask me like that's one of like the top questions. They're like, what's your favorite cosplay? And Rhea is like. Probably one of my favorites because again most of the time like I really like if you have a character who is like that many curves, they also typically have like a really sultry face, mm-hmm. and I feel like I don't have like a super sultry face. I have like a hi
yeah
kind of face, but then I have like the sultry like body archetype, and so Rhea came out and I was like, someone designed this specifically for me and I love them and her.
Yeah.
And we'll do her justice, hopefully, please.
I love every time you post a photo in that costume, I'm like, guys, that's it.
Pack it up. I love her.
Let's go home. I love that costume on you so much.
It's all hip.
It's just hip forever. You have the ratios.
It's the only costume that I like, can pose straight on and not look like crazy, because it's just like so like the silhouette of it is really nice. Mm-hmm. But as a person, I'm probably like 90% hip. So, she came out and I said perfect. Perfection.
I mean,
no notes.
I feel like. All hip is not a bad thing.
Reagan. It could be worse.
It's not even an okay thing. I venture to say a positive thing, but that's just me. So why then do you why do you choose the church route?
Purely because I was like, she's hot. Like, she's hot. And I will follow
That's
her.
That's not what I was expecting. I thought you were about to go on some profound journey with me.
She's hot, and God. I will follow her to the ends of the earth because of that.
You know what? That's the best argument for the church I've ever heard.
Nothing else people can, because they want to always go in. They're like, okay, but she did this and this wrong, and like the church is bad. And I'm like, you're not wrong. I'm not here to argue that. Have you looked at her? She's beautiful.
If hot, why evil?
Exactly.
If hot, why bad?
If hot, why bad? Can't be.
You know what? And for that, I give it to you. I mean, I was expecting to like really dive deep into like your reasoning there. And if that is it, then I'm on board.
I am a simple girl at heart. If see hot girl, will follow.
I did the Edelgard route. I only played it once, but... I did the Edelgard route and I don't know, kind of lost faith in her.
That's fair. Edelgard is like the opposite of the church art, like mm-hmm. one. So like if you do like Claude's, I feel like that's like the history of it. And then Dimitri's is a little bit like like more church, but not super. And then Edelgard is like anti-church, like how freaking dare you? So I feel like if you play Edelgard's first, most people don't like the church. But I played Claude's first. So I played the Golden Deer route first. So I was just over here like, we're vibing with the world. There's a hot church girl. This is so cool. I'm going to marry everybody. That's how I play Fire Emblem. I'm so unserious about it.
I picked Edelgard for the exact same reason. You're hot.
You're hot.
And I didn't really love her by the end of it. So I was like,
she's a little like dictatory like towards the end. She's very like, and that's not normally like my favorite like archetype either.
Like cold.
Yeah.
Women in
power. I don't mind it. Okay, that's that makes it sound bad. Daniel's like, so you don't like women in power? You don't
You hate women. You hate strong women. What you said you. Do you want to repeat that again? You want to get that clean?
Just
you
the sound. canceled on the internet immediately.
No, I know what you mean though. Like the broody, cold.
She's like kind of like. Yeah,
where soft I was like, under the surface, but like
yeah, I'm not. I wasn't like
walled
a,
off.
I also didn't like I wasn't like a tsundere type. I'm like, just say you like them. Oh my god,
same.
Say you like them. I hate a misunderstanding trope. It drives me crazy.
Yes, me too.
Hate it.
You're telling me that this entire thing is just
you could have just talked
inefficient. You just say the thing in the very beginning. And you save us all time.
Your story could have been solved by chapter two if they would have talked. If the entire thing moving your plot along is that they're just not talking, I'm out.
Same.
I hate it too. I was reading a book and this like second book was kind of like that. And I was like angrily texting my friends about how much I hated how it was going.
Yeah.
And they were like, but you don't understand, Reggie. I said, no. I need us all to be adults, even in this, even in the
book.
Yeah. If you're, because if you're mad at me in real life and you don't say anything, I don't know. I swear I don't know. You have to be like, Reagan, you did, like, Reagan, you did this and it hurt my feelings. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm really sorry. But until then, it doesn't exist to me.
Right.
So.
Right.
It makes me really mad when people are just like, we're just not going to talk.
I agree with you. It drives me nuts. It's my least favorite thing to consume because I hate it in real life as well.
And I don't want to read it. I don't want to watch it. I hate it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Same. I didn't romance. It's been a long time since I played. I romanced someone else and I don't remember who right now.
So I just had to switch all of my stuff over to the Switch 2 and it took so long and Roger was like, why do you have so much in Fire Emblem? And I said, I needed to see every support conversation. And he said, you know you can look them up on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And I said, it's not the same. I had to do it myself. I had to earn their love. It wouldn't be real if not for that.
Right. Well, that does answer my question, which is what is your favorite game series? And if you could only choose one game, what would it be?
Yeah, probably Fire Emblem or Xenoblade. I love Xenoblade Definitive Edition specifically.
What Fire Emblem game is your favorite?
That's hard.
Is it?
Because they're so, I feel like I like them for different reasons. Because like Three Houses was such a good one for like the Switch. And it's so solid. But like also the first one I ever played was Conquest, which is with Camilla. And I really like, so that was my first Fire Emblem. And then I love, like, everyone loves Awakening. Like, Awakening is just such a solid game. So I don't know.
Okay.
That's my answer.
That's
like,
fair.
They're all different.
That's fair.
And they're, it's like, you're like, I have different children and I like them for different reasons. And it's not always equal, but it depends on the day that you ask me.
I think that's a good answer. That's an informative answer.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Depends on my mood at the moment.
Yeah. Depends on what you need, what your needs are. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming all the way out here and hanging out with me.
Are you kidding? Thank you so much for inviting me. I've been like watching your podcast thinking it's so cool. So when you messaged me, I was like in bed at the time and you messaged me like, you want to come to the podcast? And I shoot up and I go, Roger, Danielle just invited me on her podcast. I'm so excited.
Oh,
so thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I am so glad. I am a shy weirdo and I'm like, nobody wants to do it. And then no. when I ask people, they react like this. And I'm yeah. like, maybe I should have more faith in myself.
You should have a little bit, just like a lot of it more, probably.
Just a little bit. Well, I appreciate you. Do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on that you would like to tell everybody about?
Oh, I wish I did. I'm mostly just making things. So if you like seeing sewing stuff or anime or manhwa and video games, I always make costumes based off of those. So yeah.
And you're posting them on your social media yep. accounts, which are?
I am on every social media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Threads, X. You know, all of the above, blue all the fun sky, ones. Yeah, Blue Twitter, Sky.
You said that.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Same name across everything, Reagan Catherine, for the easy branding.
Right.
Except
right.
for I make it spelled really weird.
You do?
I feel like everyone wants to spell my name R-E-G-A-N. It's R-E-A-G-A-N-K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Mm. So like so close.
Right.
So close. There's like 700 ways to spell Catherine.
Yeah.
Makes it hard.
This is the only way.
This is the correct way.
Okay.
For right this exact moment.
Well, thank you so much. I've had a fantastic time with you. I am glad we got to sit down and talk. And more importantly, I need to know if you think you can take a grown man in a fight. And if so, how many of them?
Oh my gosh.